Congress is considering limits on carbon dioxide and other gases that contribute to climate change, but the EPA yesterday went ahead with its proposal to regulate the emissions under the Clean Air Act. During a conference call with reporters, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson said the plan would apply to power plants, refineries, and manufacturers that pump out more than 25,000 tons of CO2 each year. And not, Jackson says, other common features of Wisconsin's landscape.
Very soon we will hear about doomsday scenarios with EPA regulating everything from cows to the local Dunkin' Donuts. But let's be clear, that's not going to happen.
Jackson says the big firms would have to install the best available pollution controls. She contends the vast majority of small and medium-sized businesses would be exempt. That doesn't reassure some business groups. Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says under the Clean Air Act, sites that put out relatively small amounts of greenhouse gases would face stronger controls.
They may well have to regulate down to the 250 or 500 ton threshold, and that's where you could see school buildings, libraries, university buildings having to have an air permit.
Manley says businesses may expand in other countries. The EPA says its greenhouse gas plan passes muster with agency lawyers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.